Hello, and thank you for joining us for Growing America's Roofing Workforce, the podcast where we interview the people working to recruit, train, and retain the future of the roofing industry. I'm John Espenshade with the National Roofing Contractors Association. Today's roofing workforce is primarily Hispanic, so this episode we are launching the first of a sub-series on strengthening the Hispanic workforce. And joining us today are two very exciting people to discuss that, starting with Amparo Sansen of Latinos and Roofing. Amparo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited.
And Cheryl Chapman, GM of Empire Roofing.
Yes, thank you, John.
Certainly. So, Amparo, I'd like to start with you just with some background. So how did you get into roofing?
Well, I was a medical assistant, and on this field, I know a lot of Latinos, and I was always helping them and support, making an estimates, call the clients, and explain all the details on their job, because the English was the barrier, and I was helping and support. At one point, I fell in love with the industry, and I started my business in remodeling. That's how I jumped on the roofing. When I started my first roofing, I fell in love, and since the first day, I'm still roofer.
So you actually started under the roof, or I guess next to it, and then just kind of worked your way up.
Yeah, I was like 3 years on remodeling. And when I do my first roof, I feel like, you know, this is easy, it's quickly. And on that time, we have one storm in Georgia. That's on that time. And I just have a huge opportunity. And, you know, and I love the industry. Since that day, I feel in love.
One of the things that was certainly the case for me and the case for you as well, it seems, is that roofing has a way of sticking to you, that, you know, kind of once you get into this industry, it just has a way of very quickly endearing itself to you.
I feel like the medical field that I was in love is the same like the roofing. You have to learn every time. It's the same like the medicine. You have to learn so much and you get better and better. It's the same in the industry.
All right. So Cheryl, what about you? What's your background on how you got into all this?
So my parents started Empire Roofing in 1982. And so that's theoretically how I got into the business. But no, you know, my dad started when he was, real young. Just helping a roofing contractor just with some labor, and then kind of grew up like in the summers working for him, and then, you know, became a foreman at a young age and then a superintendent at a young age. And I think that then him and my mom were just so young, they were both working with this man together. And then at some point they decided, you know, they wanted to go off on their own, start their own business. And they started Empire Roofing. And they brought, I think we still have 5 or 6 of the original 8 that started the company with us, which is huge. And they're all Latinos. I think the only reason we don't have the other 2 is one of them passed away and one of them moved back to Mexico. So, you know, just goes to show like there's a lot of opportunity in the industry, a lot of loyalty, but, you know, it takes hard work and dedication, but anything's possible.
And the idea of being able to advance and progress yourself professionally and personally through hard work and dedication is certainly one of the places what makes the roofing industry a really interesting career path for a lot of people. And I want to talk about how the roofing industry is viewed specifically in the Hispanic community. So, Amparo, I appreciate your lens on this, but how is roofing viewed in the Hispanic roofing? Is it considered a viable career option?
You know, a lot of the people, they think roofing, that means you have to be on the roof and install the roof. But roofing, this is a lot. You can build a career. When I started in the roofing business, I always feel like, oh, my daughters was little ones, and I always build something that way they can still working on the roofing industry. And I feel so blessed that my daughter just graduated last year, and she's working with me now. Because when you have the passion and you love, it's a career for our kids. And I see Cherry is the same. You know, your parents was working. I would love to like so connect with my daughter.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool. And certainly it's really nice to hear a story about, you know, it getting down to another generation, which, you know, Cheryl is your story. So Cheryl, you were mentioning that most of the people that you called the original 8, which is a pretty cool nickname. And it seems like a really nice group to be a part of. So you've retained these really good people in a time and in a workforce environment where, you know, poaching is very common. People leaving for a variety of reasons is very, very common. So what are the things that your business has done to make sure that those original eight feel appreciated and valued and given them reason to stick around as long as they have?
I mean, and this is any business, but, you know, I think we got to take care of our people. And I think also in the Latino community, like, family is very important to us. And so, like, we've always had like a family feel, because I mean, obviously we're a family owned business. And obviously as we've grown throughout the years, we've tried to continue that kind of small family feel, even though we're much bigger. You know, we want to make sure that our employees know that like their families are very important to us. You know, if they're thriving and doing well, like they can take care of their family, and, you know, the same for us, we can do the same thing. So we just want to make sure that like we have that culture, we keep that culture strong, and all of our people know that, you know, family is number one, and we do everything we do to support the family and take care of the family. So I think that's one of the biggest things, taking care of your people and making sure that we value what they value.
Yeah. The alignment of values is something that is super important to making sure your employees know that you genuinely do care. I really do believe that if you genuinely care, you never have to pretend like you care, because you're just able to let it show in all the things that you do. And if you don't care and you're pretending, it doesn't necessarily take the most savvy person to be able to see through it fairly quickly. And seeing that schema shift from pretending to care to actually caring is something that affects all aspects of the workforce, Hispanic and non. I'm really interested in getting to, some stories that both of you might have about, you know, the effect, the importance that this industry has on the Hispanic community and vice versa. So do either of you have a story to share? And anyone of you like to go first?
So I'm thinking of this industry change our lives. And when you will see that help you change your life, and you see another companies getting in on this industry, and as soon as they start getting more knowledge and they start growing, how these companies start growing and get in the office and start hiring more people and bring more support to the same community. Because at the same time, like your company Empire, you know, they support so many families. They living for that business. And this is one of the things. We are like a family. And see how we support each other. That's something that I'm a passion on this industry.
Yes, exactly. You're exactly right, Emperor. I mean, same thing. I mean, we just want to make sure that we're taking care of the family and taking care of the employees. But as far as like a story, Ronnie's like really into like certain things. So like, I think whenever he finally started being successful, like he was able to buy a Rolex watch. And so, for Empire, what we do is at year 10, the employee will get a Rolex watch. And so, you know, we have a little over 600 employees nationwide with Empire Roofing, and we've given out over 250 watches. And that's a really big token, because that's something like I'm not going to buy myself. And like, you know, our people in the field, they're not going to buy themselves a Rolex watch, because that's just like too expensive. That's too crazy. But like, it was something that, you know, my dad thought of, like, hey, what can we give to the employees that like shows the appreciation that they're never going to buy for themselves? And I mean, there have been times where I'm on a roof and I'll see a guy with a Rolex and it's like beat up, and it's like, okay, let me like take it from you and I'll hold it in the safe, or let me fix the face on it. But you know, it's pride. Like you want your people to have pride in what they do. Over 250 watches just shows like, you know, the community, the Hispanic community, they're proud of what they do. They work really hard and they want to accomplish these goals. And whether you're in the field or you're a project manager, you're an estimator, or you're, you know, even answering the phones or billing, like every single role at the company is very important. And we couldn't do it without every single person.
Yeah, the strength of the chain is each individual link. And certainly it sounds like a lot of that turnover problem doesn't seem like one that you're having. And it really sounds like a testament to one of the things we talk about on this podcast a lot, which is, you know, you've got to consistently show dedication and support for every individual employee, because, you know, if you're neglecting one department or you're neglecting, if you're neglecting, you know, your installers over your office workers over your installers, eventually those people will start to think, well, maybe I should go to a place where they don't underappreciate, you know, the work that is being done day in and day out. So going back to the community aspect of all this, there's the aspect that there's an entire community around every individual. And I'm curious about, apart from taking care of that one individual, what are some things that maybe a roofing company can do to make sure that they are taking care of the small community around every individual, and how that can be used to affect a greater part of the Hispanic community in a given area just by taking care of one individual people or two individual people?
Okay, I'm thinking of this, that's a good one. You know, because when they find out it's a place like a her company, they take care one employee or one company. They see they're gonna attach to the Latinos. We are so loyalty. If we see this person change their life, have better life for their kids. That's the reason why the Latino they wanna grow their business. They wanna be somebody because we take care of kids. We wanna have better life for our kids. We wanna send to the university and give better life. And I'm thinking of this opportunity to have a company or to have a place where we can bring our culture together. We can develop it better together and have the opportunity change lives for personal and change lives for the whole family.
You know, Empire is really big on community service. And so we try to do things, whether it's provide meals for the kids at the church or whenever there's like a summer program, we want to like contribute in the community, like where our offices are and where some of our employees live, you know, so that our employees know that like we want to also not only make them and our Empire community better, but we also want to help their communities that they're living in thrive and help them, you know, continue to grow and continue to like, you know, develop. And also, you know, I think that it's also great taking care of the community because, you know, like I say, it's like, hey, we want to make sure, you know, every single kid has a backpack. And you know what? Maybe if one day they want to become a roofer, like tell them to come on. Or, you know, if they have an uncle or an aunt or a dad that, you know, needs a job, like tell them to come on. But just so the employees and the community knows, like we want to give back. We want to make sure that like we're doing our part for the community that we're in. I mean, we want to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of the community that takes care of us.
That's how you impact the community and the kids. On one point, they see, oh, that company bring us a backpack, or the company bring us a lunch or toys for Christmas. And one day, maybe past the years, they will still remember that company do this for us. That means we can be somebody with a company. That's how they start just get the dreams, because sometimes maybe they don't have in their homes. But if you provide them, that's how you change lives and impact the community.
Yeah. How easy it could be to, you know, have that kind of mental space in an individual's head just because of something as inexpensive as a backpack or, you know, or going and participating to a church event or a community event or just being involved and understanding that as a company, you are a part of this community. And if you are going to be a part of that community, the best thing you can do to continue to grow and develop that community is to engage in it actively and be a partner and a sponsor and a voice for the people that are around you and in your lives and in your industry. So going back to growth, which, you know, is not just one of the words in the title of this podcast, but, you know, it's something that we're all trying to do for this industry. For growing the strength and the skill of the Hispanic workforce. I know, obviously, Amparo Latinos in Roofing is doing some really exciting stuff about that. So why don't you tell us about what Latinos in Roofing as a specific and individual organization is doing to benefit the Hispanic community with education and training and everything else?
you know, that's so important. That's one of the things, because you see a lot of roofers on the cities, but a lot of these companies, they don't have the right knowledge, they don't have the right connections. I can see the difference in 1 year, exactly 1 year. One company, they was a painter, they don't know anything about roofing, but they want to be in the roofing, they already have everything set up. But when they bring that, we bring the knowledge, we bring the tools for them, and I can see exactly 1 year. In January is a year, and I can see this company, they already have an office, they already have 10 sales team, they already have set up everything. That means a lot. Why? Because maybe that take 10 years that I was taking to me to learn the process, 8 years to find out the recipe, and we can bring them in a few months, they can develop in all the skills with the right connections, with the right knowledge, and you can see how they're growing. That's going to be impact. Why? Because they are doing this good things on the right way, and they're growing, and they provide more tools for the community, because now they can serve it better. And the other companies, they can see, oh, he's doing that, they save time and money just because they get more knowledge. And I think that that's really important. Right now you do the podcast, and I feel so blessed to be here with Sherry and the first one, because now you make you open a space for the Latino community. Now they're gonna find, oh, this NRCA, they have a podcast, they like us, they want to have be part of us, and that's the key. Bring them, you know, it's, and I think so these tools, they are there, but sometimes they don't knock in the door. They don't know where they need to go. And that's why Latinos and Roofing, them, you know, is growing and growing, because we just put everything together, and that's how they grow.
And I appreciate the kind words. You know, certainly I know that NRCA is very, very much aware of the importance of the Hispanic community when it comes to the roofing industry, not just as installers, but definitely installers too. So, the opportunity to kind of be, a funnel for important voices and important stories and perspectives about how we can address the workforce shortage issue is very much something that personally I'm excited and grateful to be able to do. But going back to how we can continue to grow and strengthen, Cheryl, I'm coming to you with this question. So for the members of your team, both the original eight, the holy, the sacred eight that you have, to the people that are currently coming on board at Empire Roofing all across the country, what are the things that you guys are doing as an individual company to make sure that Hispanic workers who are coming in who do not have experience or background in roofing can get some training, can get some investment in themselves, and maybe how that's helping your company and your business?
So obviously, we want to make sure that we have a good culture, you know, especially with the newer generation. They really want to know like a career path for themselves. Unfortunately, some of the younger generation wants to like start today. You know, they've never roofed in their life and they want to like make a whole lot of money, or they want to like jump from not knowing anything to like being like a senior estimator or senior salesperson. And it's like, oh, hold on, like there's like a path. And so really helping them see the path and like understand like, hey, like there is a lot of career opportunities, but if you want to become an estimator, like I need you to learn how to install the roof. I need you to learn the systems. I need you to learn, you know, how to torch. I need you to learn how to heat weld. I need you to learn all these things because it's going to make you a better estimator. And some kids nowadays don't have the patience. They don't want to wait. They want to like automatically get to that big paycheck, but we're trying to give them the tools and the career path so that they can kind of see what they have to accomplish. And like, that's one of the things is we're really trying to like bring in guys. Like if I need a PM or if I need an estimator, like I'm asking the people in the field, like, hey, who wants an opportunity? And that way, like it gives them a chance to like try something different. You know, and sometimes they might be like, no, I love being out in the field and I want to do this and I want to be a superintendent. I don't want to be an estimator. Well, that's fine too. But just so the people in the field know, like, hey, there is a career path. There are opportunities here for you. But all I ask here at Empire is like, but you have to be patient. You have to learn all of the different aspects of the business. And I promise you, if you do that and you work hard, like I will make sure you succeed. But it's just, like the patience and like getting, like taking those baby steps. But no, we've had a lot of great success. I mean, I brought in one of my sheet metal laborers in, I guess, about a year ago, and he's been doing estimating, and he's doing fantastic. And I recently brought in a new guy to help on the estimating side as well. He still thinks that he might lean to superintendent, but like, that's what he wants to do for his career. But, you know, he's doing excellent. He's learning all the things that he needs to learn, which is just going to make him a better superintendent if that's what he wants to do. So, you know, I think just giving people a career path and letting them know that there is opportunity, you know, we just have to put it in front of them. And Ampero, like, that's exactly what you guys are doing. I mean, you guys are giving these guys the tools and kind of showing them what needs to happen, because like, there's not a book, like when you start your business, like here's everything that you need. Like, I mean, you have to pay, you know, taxes, you have to do like payroll stuff. You have to make sure that you're compliant. And I think what you guys are doing at Latinos in Roofing is like amazing, because, you know, there's so many talented people out there that know construction, that know roofing, that can be amazing, but like, they just don't know the business side. So I think that what you're doing is amazing. And I appreciate what you guys are doing. And I think it's going to really be helpful for NRCA and our Hispanic initiative, because we do want the Latino community to feel welcome to NRCA, to come in and not only become members, but to also like help us be better, because I think that the perspective is different. And I think that that's what we need. I mean, I think that we always need to be evolving and changing with the times, and also changing with the people that are actually out there doing it. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're headed in the right direction. And I think there's a lot of people on board doing a lot of really great things. So I'm excited for the future.
Yeah. And I think as an industry, roofing is really in this kind of exciting spot where, you know, we've understood and we've really done a lot in recent years to take scope of what the challenges are going to be, and then creating plans and actionable steps through how we are going to address those problems. And really, the plan is to get the people who are most interested in helping, find them ways to help to the best of their ability and in the ways that they want to help, and allow that to be just something that's self-motivated and onward going. It's really a lot of the fun for being an employee of NRCA and getting to see some of this stuff happen in real time. Before we get on to the next part of our conversation, this is a good time to remind you that this episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce is brought to you by Densdeck Roof Board. The forecast for your commercial rooftops is unpredictable. Extreme weather, flying debris, heavy installations, foot traffic during maintenance, drop tools, and the dangerous spread of fire can put your roof at risk. So, are your roofing systems tough enough? To make sure they're resilient, you need to think beyond basic building codes. Densdeck Roof Board is made with fiberglass matte gypsum and are engineered to resist fire, wind, punctures, and hail. It could also serve as a rigid substrate to handle the extra weight of HVAC and solar equipment. When you anticipate these risks, you establish a reputation for building resiliency into your commercial roofing systems. Visit densdeck.com/stopcallbacks for more information, and visit us at IRE booth 5721. Going back to specific challenges for the Hispanic workforce, as we're kind of starting on this journey to improvement with market steps, what are the challenges, Amparo, starting with you, specific to the Hispanic workforce, and what are some things that companies can do everywhere to make it easier?
I mean, so one of the challenges is the Latinos, she worked with a lot of Latinos. We are family. We are so easy, but they have to understand how we work. That way we can get there. Find a space where we can feel comfortable. That's how we start growing the community. That's one of the things that I always recommend. You have to understand a little bit of the community. That way you can target really good our community. You know, and it's a lot of opportunities. Right now, I feel so happy to see how many companies they are hiring more Latinos, because if they hire Latinos, they're going to speak the same language. Maybe they are bilingual. But if you have Latinos, when you're going to buy something or when you need something, that they feel so comfortable, like, oh, that's the same culture. And right now, I'm thinking, so this year is going to be amazing because I see how many doors they open with more opportunities for the Latinos there. Like, example, in IRA, they do want to do a lot of things in Spanish that way because they know it's going to be a lot of Latinos this year. And this makes us feel like, oh, this is the place they want us to be there. And they're going to feel comfortable on the same language. Maybe they're bilingual, but they feel comfortable.
That's perfect. I mean, really making the Latinos feel comfortable walking into a room. And I know that, you know, we say this all the time, like with minorities or even women in roofing, is like making sure that we're making these groups feel comfortable coming into the room. And as Latinos, like, I think knowing the language and having opportunities and classes and different things in Spanish, like it's huge, because even some of my superintendents, like, they're bilingual, but like, it's better to be speaking to them in Spanish. And, you know, that's what I tell my kids all the time, is I'm like, you have to speak Spanish. Like, you have to speak Spanish. Like, your uncle like speaks fluent Spanish and it's so good. And it's much easier for him to communicate, like, hey, we're going to have Spanish content. We're going to make sure that, you know, you're able to read and listen to the language that you're most comfortable in listening to and learning from. So no, I think that that's great, is making the Latino community comfortable coming to our events and making sure that they know, like, hey, we have content for you and we're going to continue to give you all the resources, but in your language so that you can really understand it.
Yeah. And that language barrier, you know, for lack of better terminology for it, is very much real. You know, in my time as a teacher, you know, Amparo, I shared with you the mediocrity of my Spanish before we started recording, because why put that out there? But I do remember having students whose English abilities were, you know, a little bit lower even than what my Spanish was 10 years ago. And to see how important it is for an individual to realize that you are trying to come to them in the language that they understand better, it is part of that investing and reinvesting in the value of a person as an individual. You know, like, this matters enough that I'm going to try to make these trainings available for you in the language that you're the most comfortable in learning, and let the process of learning another language come in a different time. Right now, you're learning about roofing and you're learning about how to do your job and being able to provide for yourself and your family in the most efficient way possible. And if that's in your native language for the time being, then certainly we're happy to do that. NRCA's TRAC, Training for Roof Application Careers programs, are available in English and Spanish for no additional cost. And if you go to nrca.net, and you take a look at that workforce development tab and you go down to recruitment tools, you might find flyers on the recruitment toolkit that are also available in English and Spanish. And certainly I encourage all contractors who are looking to find ways to recruit, if you know you're going to be recruiting Hispanic workers, feel free to use those sources and those resources at your leisure, because there are a lot of challenges for people who are coming in, may not necessarily speak English, but if they're trying to find a job and they're trying to be good at it, you know, certainly Amparo, certainly Cheryl, you and Empire Roofing and Latinas in Roofing are doing a lot to make sure that those people feel welcome and feel appreciated. So I would like to know some mentors that each of you had during your time and during your pathway between when you started in roofing and where you are today. So Cheryl, do you have a mentor? And if so, what are some of the lessons you learned from them?
I will say my mother was a big mentor of mine, especially being a woman in roofing. I think that there were times, you know, I'll tell you one story, and I've shared this story many times, so hopefully it's not on some other podcast that people have listened to. but there was one time whenever I was first learning how to estimate, I went on a roof with our VP of estimating and, you know, was walking around doing all the counts. And I had all the counts, had everything that I needed. And it was a pre-bid. So there was a lot of other roofers there. And I get back to the VP of estimating and I give him, you know, here's all my stuff. And he was like, all right. And the guy next that he was talking to was like, well, who are you? And, you know, the VP says, oh, this is Cheryl. She's Ronnie and Sandra's daughter. And she's learning every aspect of the business. And he goes, well, shouldn't you be in the office doing what your mother does? And at the moment I was just like, well, I'm learning every aspect of the business. And, you know, if I want to be in sales, I need to learn how to estimate, right? Like, I need to be on the roof. But when I got home, I was just so frustrated. And both of my parents, they were both great, because my mom's like, well, that's fine. But you just got to work harder and you got to make sure that, like, you know, as much or more than some of the guys. And my dad, you know, of course, is like, you should have pushed him off the roof. Like, kidding, obviously. But they both said, hey, you know, there's going to be people that, you know, may say stuff, but you know what? You just keep working hard and you don't let it get at you down. And so I think both of my parents have been instrumental in, like, not being too easy on me, but also, like, encouraging me to, like, continue to, like, work hard and, like, learn all the things that I need to learn so that I can continue to develop myself and then be successful in business.
Thanks for sharing that, Cheryl. That's, my cousin's in roofing, and it's possible that she might have a similar kind of story where, you know, just because you are one thing or another thing, or not one thing or another thing, it's really easy to snap to judgment. And it's always best to be, to seek to be understanding rather than judgmental. And certainly the solution that if you work hard, everything has a way of figuring itself out in the long run. That doesn't mean it doesn't come with bumps, but it's certainly nice to hear that, you know, that lesson works in a lot of places. All right, Amparo, I've given you time to cook up something good. What about you? What a mentor, lessons learned. What would you like to share?
The person that they pushed me to be where I am, that was my dad. That's how I'm thinking, so because I was the little girl, and he spoiled me too much, and he always believed me, and that's how I am. That's what my daughter said, you know, because my dad, he always pushed me to be better and on the good way. But, you know, I have so many mentors, but you have to be willing to learn and to be like, okay, I want to learn. Because sometimes we don't know. I'm thinking of all my friends on this industry at the beginning was my mentors, because when I want to learn something, I have to call them, and they always help me for weeks, for months. I always call them and asking. And every time that I learn, that was for me, like, my mentors was everyone or my friends around me. That's how they make me be who I am and learn from them. And now it's so passion when I share the information. I say, hey, oh, by the way, this information, they teach me this person. You know, I always give you the credit who can teach me. But now I have another coaches that can help me be better on business, because I already learned a lot in the roofing industry, but I want to grow my business and I want to help them grow business. And I'm thinking, so I'm going to search for Cheryl. That way she can be my next mentor, because we want to grow business. But like now for me, I just say, oh, I know who's my next mentor, because we want to bring to the community. I'm thinking, so she have a lot of things that I want to learn from her. And, but I'm willing to learn. I want to learn from her, and I'm still have my other coaching and support me that way I can grow, because already if I'm coaching more people now and on the good way, I can show them how you can learn better quickly with a mentor. That's what I'm doing. I need to have a mentor that way I can learn different way quickly and have better results.
Absolutely. Yeah. You make a great point. And I think that, you know, we always need to be continuing to learn and be open for criticism. Even if we don't like it, that's one of my least favorite things. But, you know, sometimes, like, we need a good mentor to tell us, like, hey, maybe you need to try this, or maybe this is a route you need to go. So I completely agree. I think throughout our lives, like, we need to continue to have mentors that know things that we don't know and are doing things that we don't do, so that we can get that perspective. I think it's huge. And I think we do always have to be learning and always have to be changing and growing with the times.
And accept the mistakes, because we make mistakes. And I'm thinking, so that's when I choose I can tell you my few friends that I can call them and say, hey, I do this and this. What do you think? And they can help you, because maybe they are in the different business. If I have a question, I can call you, because your company is so big, and maybe I'm stuck on something and you already passed for years, and it's going to be easy for me to you teach me something that I was stuck for years. And that's how we have to have or circle with the right people, with the good friends. That way we can tell them, hey, maybe I make a this mistake. Okay. I'm going to fix it. But, you know, you have to be understand you need help and support.
Yeah. You mentioned, building a circle, building a community of people, not only who are able to help you, but who you are able to also help. One thing that I've been able to be lucky enough to learn early was if you have a lot of generalized experience from a lot of different places, then you could potentially take solution sets from a bunch of different places and try to apply them in new scenarios. And it's all the more reason why it's important to create a community of like-minded individuals in the industry, engage with those kind of communities, and talk openly and freely, and you know, share experience and resources where it's possible, because it's all for the betterment of the industry as a whole. So I would like to take this time once again to thank Amparo Sansen of Latinos in Roofing and Cheryl Chapman of Empire Roofing for joining us. I would also like to give a shout out to Jorge Rivera of NRCA, who recommended that both of y'all join this first edition of our Strengthening the Hispanic Workforce podcast. One more thing is, preparing for the SkillsUSA National Contest in 2024 is underway. It's going to be in Atlanta at the Georgia World Conference Center again, and this will be the second year of the Commercial Roofing Contest and the Roofing Pavilion. We're currently working on activities to showcase drone piloting, a roof climb, single ply, and shingle installation, and much, much more. At this event, there are going to be over 5,000 career and technical education students competing in over 130 contests from all over the country, and many will be coming by to learn about career opportunities in roofing. That said, if you are going to be there, please reach out, let me know. Love to connect. If you have ideas about what are some things that we should have at that pavilion to showcase different career options in roofing, I would love to take your input, let you know what we are doing, and maybe build some ideas for 2025, because we plan on being here for a while. Roofing, for the first time, is having a contest demo at ABC's National Craft Championship this March 14th in Orlando. We're going to have pro-certified installers competing for a chance to call themselves the best installer in the country. If you have a pro-certified thermoplastic installer who you're willing to send to compete, we do have two spots open. If you're willing to send that person there, I am willing to put them on the contest list and give them a shot to win cash prize, and of course, some kind of trophy or a championship belt. The SkillsUSA kid said that the championship belt was cooler than a trophy, so maybe it'll be a championship belt. But if you're interested, please email me at jspinchade@nrca.net, and we'll chat from there. So, Amparo, Cheryl, thanks a lot for joining us, and thanks you for joining another episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce. Signing off.